Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Shmiras Halosh and Shach Tevun, the Perik Ches, and Shin 179. The Chavetz Chaim continues to give us motivation and encouragement to focus on acquiring the Mida of Savlonus, of tolerance for other people. And Timulam Mitzchus, as he's been talking about, this topic here is a very serious topic. As we'll see, it's a heavy topic. From where the Chavetz Chaim's going to go with this. And the importance of this topic, as he's going to get into Schar V'Oinish, reward and punishment, how we have to remind ourselves how real it is. Schar V'Oinish, reward and punishment. Says the Chavetz Chaim, U'sheyirtze ha'oldom lizdabik b'mida zu shel ha'savlonus. When a person wants to connect to this mido of savlonus, of tolerance. Yisboinen tamid beguf oynish havoynis begehenem of a gilgul. This is what I meant by it's a heavy topic. He tells us, you want to acquire this attribute, this mido of savlonus. A person should constantly, yisboinen tamid. Tamid means on a regular basis, just like we have the carbon tamid. Tamid shel ben arba'im, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben arba'im. The karmen tamid you bring in the morning, the karmen tamid you bring in the afternoon. Tamid means on a regular basis. A person should be thinking about oynish ha'avoynis begehenim, the reality, the truth of the punishments for a person's averas that he will hopefully not have to suffer in gehenim, but there's a reality of gehenim. And the next word he tells us here, uva gilgul. What does gilgul mean? Gilgul is what we all know about, which we all don't know about it. Gilgul means gilgul, and that a person will come back, reincarnated, as I say in English, to work and fixing that which the person made a mistake here in this world. So what's the Chavetz Chaim telling us? The Chavetz Chaim is telling us, a person who wants to focus on the midah of savlanus, of tolerance, to be patient with other people, to be melamed zchus, as he's been talking about other people's behavior. He has to focus on the reality, schar v'oinish, of gehenim, for the averus a person has done, as well as gilgul. K'mash omer chazal, he brings a pasuk, from our Gemara of Erevin, Daf Yud Testament Beis, about those who will go to Gehenim, Oivrei Be'emek HaBocho, which is referring to Gehenim, Ma'ay Mayan Shisuhu, Shemaridin Demoyiz K'nachal Shal Shisin. What's Nachal Shal Shisin? Nachal Shisin, there were, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us, on Mizbeach, when they would pour the nisuch, the libations, it would go down these thin pipes all the way to the center of the universe. In fact, the word bracious is, if you divide the six letters of the word bracious, beis reish aleph is bara, then shin yud saf is shis, bara shis, bara shisin. Then in the beginning of the creation, you have Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Bara Shisin, Hashem created the Shisin. That there's a hole that went from the Mizbeach through these little pipes, thin pipes, all the way to the center of the universe. What's the Gemara telling us over here? What's the Chavetz Chaim telling us? Based on the Gemara in Eirun Daf Yutes, from the Pasuk of David HaMelech in Tehillim, Pei Dalet Pasuk Zayin, that those people who are punished in Gehenim will be shedding tears like the springs of Shisim. Now, we can't fully comprehend what that means because we don't realize what the springs of Shisim are. But we're saying here that springs of Shisim go so far down to the center of the universe. Now the Chavetz Chaim wants to illustrate. He wants to bring to our attention how painful Gehenim is. So normally we think of Gehenim, we think of Eish, which is fire, because that's pain. That's pain. That's painful. I remember one time I did something that wasn't so smart. It was Erev Shabbos. And for whatever reason, I put a frying pan into the oven to warm something up. And then when I took it out with hot gloves, I put it on the stovetop. And then like a few seconds later, I turned around and I grabbed the handle of the frying pan. Normally, you grab a handle of a frying pan. Here, the handle, which was metal, which was in the oven, warming up, it was serving like a pot, was burning hot. So I burned my hand. It wasn't a smart thing I did. We've all, hopefully not, many of us have burned ourselves throughout our lives. Why am I sharing this with you? Because the Chafetz Chaim tells us, V'yadua, it's very well known. The Eish Shel Modur Aleph Shebegehenim, the fire of the first level of Gehenim. So picture an elevator, and it only goes down. You know, sometimes you have elevators that go up and down. This elevator only goes down. The first level down in Gehenim, she v'yadua de'ei shel mador ale shebegehenim, he shishim pa'amim yoisim ha'ei shelonu, is 60 times more powerful than the fire that we have here on earth. Let's repeat that. The first level of Gehenim, and there are different levels as we see, according to the different averus and the punishments a person might get. Now you understand what I meant by there's a heavy shear that we're discussing here. There's a topics that a person doesn't finish the shear and say, wow, that was so amazing. Oh, that was so exciting. You have to hear the shear. This is more of a serious topic. And sometimes this type of topic people shy away from. And that's why our Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, is telling us we have to know this. And in fact, the truth is, it's nothing different than the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, which we recite midoraisa twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, and also midorabanan Kriya Shema Lamita. If you take a look at your art school sitter, what does it say? Those little words in English, while reciting the second paragraph of Shema, I don't say the word Shema, I add that in there, concentrate on accepting the commandments, and this is the point we want to bring over here, and the concept of reward and punishment. The second paragraph of Shema is the focus of reward and punishment. As it starts off, if you listen to the mitzvahs, and then it says, I'm going to give the rain at the right time. And you'll gather in what you need, the grains and everything else. I'm going to give the grass to your animals to eat. You'll eat and be satiated. That's if you listen to Hashem and follow the Torah mitzvahs. However, he shomru lachem, be careful. Don't go astray and worship other gods. Does it sound familiar? Hashem will turn off the faucet. It will not rain. Without rain, we don't have anything. Nothing will grow. If we don't follow Hashem's Torah, Hashem's wrath will come after us. And there's no escaping Hashem. Back into the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim tells us, V'shamodur sheni, he shishim pa'amim my mother aleph. Once again, that elevator goes down now to a second floor in Gehenim. And that floor, the temperature over there is 60 times more than it was of the first modur, the first level of Gehenim. And we said this, the first level Gehenim is 60 times more than the pain of the fire here on earth. And the Chafetz Chaim says that the severity of each punishment multiplies according to each level of Gehenim. And then he brings the Ramban in Shahar Gemul. And the Ramban says, Shesho achas v'gehenem hikosha yoyis miyisuri iyoiv kol yomav. The Ramban in Shai Gemul says that the suffering of 1 hour in Gehenem is worse than all of the suffering, all of the pain that Iyoiv went through his entire lifetime. Now, who was Iyoiv? Iyoiv, some say he was one of the three advisors to Paroi. And Paroi said, what should we do with this Jewish problem, with these Jews? What should we do with them? So Bilam said to kill them. Yisro said, leave them alone. And Iyoiv kept quiet. And Kosh Baruch Hu brought Yisurim on Iyoiv. In order to fully appreciate the depths of this Ramban, we have to really know and understand and learn, say for Iyoiv, of all this suffering that he went through. And then come back to the statement of the Ramban, where the Ramban says, Shesho achas v'gehenim, 1 hour of Gehenim, is kosh yoisim yisuri Iyoiv kol yomav, is worse than all of the suffering that Iyoiv went through his entire life. The last point here the Chavetz Chaim makes, when I say here, meaning in this paragraph, is that a person, as we discussed, might think, okay, you know what? Gehenim is horrific. Maybe I'll come back as a Gilgal. As we had mentioned in the Chayodim Klal Hei, if you look at the Chayodim Klal Hei, which discusses Hilchos Brachos of saying Hashem's name, it's easy to remember because in Shulchan Aruch it's Simen Hei also. Hei is Hashem, right? Meaning the letter Hey. So it talks about the mitzvah over there. We mentioned about a tzaddik who was nifter, and he fulfilled kol ha'torah kula, but he wasn't nizer in saying Hashem's name properly. And he had a punishment. And the choice of the punishment was either to go to Gehenim or as a Gilgal. So which one should one choose? So one would think, I don't want to go to Gehenim. I'd rather come back as a Gilgal. Says the Chavetz Chaim, V'gam yadua d'oynish ha-Gilgal hu kosh yoyisim yoynish ha-Gehenim. And that tzaddik and that mice over there did not want to come back as a Gilgal. He says, yadua d'oynish, says the Chavetz Chaim, the punishment of a Gilgal is more severe, it's even worse than that of Gehenim. So we just finished discussing how horrific Gehenim is. Why are we discussing this topic? Because when the person realizes how serious, how real life is, the Chavetz Chaim wants to encourage us to follow in the ways of the Torah, to love every single Yid. And if someone does something to you, remind yourself. That's why he's coming to scare us over here. Remind yourself, life is real. The Torah is real. Punishment is real. Schar v'onish is real. Dan l'kaschus is real. How many times if someone does something to us, and if it was our own child, if we did it to ourselves, the example I always give, when the person bangs his head on the cabinet door, and he's in so much pain, and he's upset, only to remind himself that no one else is in the house. He left the cabinet door open, so he's going to punch himself on the left side of his body? Of course not. He's not a mishugana. He's going to hold his hand on his head, and when the pain goes away, he's going to close the cabinet door and then move on. But if someone else would have left the door open, he would have fuming mad, possibly. The Ramban, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that we have to remind ourselves of the reality, of the truth of Schar V'Oinish. Now, one last point on the Indian of Gilgal over here. Sometimes, as is discussed in Shar Zechira, in Perek Tes from the Chavetz Chaim, that a person can come back in the Gilgal in the form of an animal. It could be a dog, a bird, a horse, whatever it might be, whatever Hashem desires. And even worse than that, I was once asked to give a shiur on what they called an exciting topic. So they wanted me to talk about Gilgulim. I saw in the Sefer that if Chas V'Shalom, a person comes back in the form of an animal, if he comes back in the form of a human being, and I want to tell you, first of all, I don't know about Gilgul. I'm just telling you the little of nothing which I don't know about. But what it said in that sefer was that if a person comes back as a human being, he doesn't have a memory of his previous life. But if he comes back as an animal, he remembers that he was once a human being. And it's horrifically, horrifically painful. The tsar is ein l'shayer. This is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us over here in this one paragraph. A person who wants to sheyirtze ha'odom lisdavik b'midezu shel savlonus. When a person wants to cleave, to cling, and to live by this midah savlonus of tolerance with other people, of patience with other people's behavior, be the tolerant of what happens to him from other people. He should remind himself of the reality of schar v'oinish. And this will propel the person to follow everything that the Chafetz Chaim has been telling us until now. Of being down the kaf schus. Judge people favorably. Now, I want to tell you a maiso. No, it's really, normally it's a 5 to 7 minute shiur. We're ready at 16 minutes. I want to tell you a maiso. Last week, I was giving a shiur before Shachris. And after davening, after the shiur, I went to go get my talis and tefillin. And I realized I left it in my house. So I ran home quickly, came back, and of course I was later to davening. And as I was driving back and forth, just a few minutes back and forth, I said to myself, this is a beautiful mashal for myself, a beautiful story for myself, that the same way I'm going to be coming late to davening now. When I was there before davening, giving a share before davening, now I'm coming late to davening. So it's a beautiful chizuk for myself to be down the kafschus. Let's see somebody else coming late. Or whatever it is. Down the kafschus. Judge the person favorably. Judge him favorably. So after davening, someone said to me, someone else who was, we're going to have another shiur after davening, we're continuing the limud, he says to me, did you also forget your talis in your house? So I said, yeah, I did. I said, how'd you know? He says, because I also did. He said, and I saw you walking back very quickly, and I was coming to park. So we had both forgotten our talis. He was at the shiur I gave before davening. He was going to be at the shiur after davening. And down the kaschus, I want to tell you another quick maisa. It was Shuas, and I noticed somebody who was practicing Talein Megillas Rus. And I was wondering to myself, like, it's davening time. Why isn't he davening? Why is he practicing, like, during davening, Talein Megillas Rus? And then afterwards, when he actually leaned, I have to tell you, he didn't do the best job. And I found out what happened. There was some confusion with the Gaboim, or there was no communication at all, and unfortunately no one was asked to lay Megillas Rus. And this fellow was approached Yontif morning on Shavuos and asked him, can you please prepare for the Tzibur and lay Megillas Rus? So here, if you don't know the whole story, you hear the person, he knows how to lay, but this time he just didn't prepare. You wonder, what's going on? You wait till the last minute? And then my son told me, that he was asked that morning, he came to Shul to daven, that's when he was asked. And I want to tell you something, he might have gone through some busha, because he knows that Elaine very nicely, and he didn't do the best job. And I saw him preparing during davening. And I was wondering, what's going on over here? It's a little funny. And then I saw the whole story, I got the big picture. He put himself on the line, and he did it for the Tzibur, and he leaned for us. And even if it didn't come out the best, and he made mistakes here and there, this is what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. It's so important. The Mulam and Schus, down the Kav Schus, judge the other person favorably. If we judge the other person favorably, then we won't come to speak Lashon Hara. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us in this whole entire topic over here. You'll avoid Lashon Hara, you'll avoid Sinas Chinam. You'll have Ava to each other. That's why it's so important to focus on Schar V'Oinish. Everything is real, Rabbi Yisai. Thank you for listening. We should be Zoiche to appreciate the second paragraph of Shema. Schar v'oinish, how it's real.